Hello, my name is Krista Nikitiak, and welcome back to my podcast. Today, we will be focusing on the topic of evil versus innocent in the novel The Hate U Give and the playwright Macbeth. We will be comparing both acts of literature to show how one's perspective can change their view on a situation. I will be taking my information from The Hate U Give, published in 2017 by Angie Thomas, which focuses on police brutality and Black Lives Matter. We then have information from the playwright Macbeth, published in 1606 by Shakespeare, and focuses on a whole lot of different themes, and one we're talking about today, which is evil versus innocent. In the novel The Hate U Give, Star witnesses the evil act of murder. Some backstory, Star and her friend Khalil were stopped by a police officer, Officer 115 or Officer Cruz, after a party. Khalil was shot 3 times in the back after not following the officer's commands. It was said that he was stopped for multiple different reasons, but none of them had hard evidence and were followed up. From her own point of view, Officer 115 was guilty, but then from others' point of view, like Officer 115's father, he was just doing his job. The point of view on these characters matters because it really all depends on one's feelings towards the other. For example, Star had strong feelings for Khalil, so that made her believe he's innocent, whether he is or not. Officer 115's father will always believe that his son is innocent because it is his son. He believes he can do no wrong, like how Star believes Khalil could do no wrong. Everyone will have different opinion on who is guilty or not, purely due to the information they've received and how they perceive it. In the playwright Macbeth, it shows how Macbeth himself went from having empathy and caring about all consequences to doing evil acts because his perspective had changed. Macbeth now will kill anything and anyone who is in his way of keeping the crown. His perspective on this is how he believes that him doing all of these evil acts is part of the prophecy. His perspective changed his feelings of empathy to not caring about anything he is doing. Before the murder of King Duncan, he had wished he didn't have to do such an evil act. A while after, he was ordering people to commit a murder of Macduff's whole family because Macbeth feels he has to do so. If Macbeth did not have this perspective, he may be innocent and wouldn't have killed so many people to get what he wants. Another part is Lady Macbeth and how she believed that you cannot change the past and that you have to do whatever is necessary, that she then rubbed off to Macbeth. Then, later into the play, she was visited by ghosts of Macduff's family. This shows how her perspectives had changed from not caring about the consequences to going crazy because of them. Lady Macbeth had once said, "Things without all remedy should be without regard. What's done is done," which is an example of evil versus innocent. A real-life example of this topic is any court case involving a whole jury and judges. There's obviously an innocent side of each case and an evil side. For example, Ted Bundy had so much evidence on him for the mass murders, but since he was a cute guy to the jury, they believed he could do no wrong. That is also an example of how one's perspective on a situation can alter how they perceive the evidence. If Ted was a scary man, he would have been arrested straight away, but he used his charm to win over the jury and bought himself time. Even with hard evidence, many people thought he was innocent because he had charm and was a good-looking man. The rest of the court, who weren't females, believed he was guilty because they paid attention to the evidence and not who he was. is my podcast on the topic of evil versus innocence, using the novel The Hate U Give, written by Angie Thomas in 2017, and the playwright Macbeth, written in 1606, by Shakespeare. Then tying in the Ted Bundy case as a real-life example of the same topic to also show how one's perspective on a situation can change how they view a situation. Thank you for listening, and goodbye.